Today's devotion is entitled Faith and Worry by Pastor Mark Willig, Emeritus. Faith is to believe the words and promises of God. But to help us understand faith, Jesus first talks to us about worry. It's in the Sermon on the Mount. It's where Jesus said, "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles eagerly seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Matthew 6:31-33. It starts pretty simply with the understanding that God has created and will provide for our daily needs. God has given amazing blessings, and even when life is hard, we are still surrounded by God's love, mercy, and daily blessings. So why should we be anxious? God is there, and he knows our needs. But still we worry, and Jesus knows that we worry. He was born to become one of us and share all the problems, tiredness, hunger, aches, pains, and the uncertainty of what the next day will bring. That's why he was a man of prayer. Up early in the mornings and going off to spend time hearing the words of the Bible and praying to his Father. He was serious about sharing this human existence. Jesus knows that we worry. That's why he speaks to the worry. If he did not understand, he would not be able to tell us, "Do not be anxious," and surround that verse with so many beautiful illustrations about the birds of the air and the flowers of the fields in Matthew 6:25-34. I heard someone say that part of the meaning of these verses is God saying, "Do not worry. God will do his part, just do yours." But look closer, and you will find that God takes on the more humble and lowly needs. He tends to flowers, birds, food, and drink. He sustains the physical life. And what does he invite us to seek and put our attention on? The noble, the spiritual, the eternal. He invites us to focus on faith. Do not be anxious. The kingdom of God, because he is busy giving the kingdom to us. And his righteousness. His righteousness is nothing else than the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, a free gift that was earned as Jesus went to Jerusalem, and from there to the Garden of Gethsemane, and from there to the cross, and from there to the empty tomb. Jesus is inviting us to focus our mind and soul on every gift of mercy and grace in Jesus. And he can take care of all the other temporal, passing, and smaller things. These are the promises of God. Really, he's got this.